Glory to God. Risha kabrazanta la bahursi la marazete bosheke brazite le horosi kamaishuro. Rinda la ho rosheke romarazit la marazit or boshika grazanta. Rikum razinta la hamar sikle kilobokos telemahatiti. Ria makatila bashama sita mafokosintelebe. Now, this is what the Lord is saying through my own interpretation of what I said, that He's empowering you with the spirit of Daniel and the spirit of boldness, that you stand out and go, and you shall be fearless in the palace of the king. In the name of Jesus, now I release that word upon you in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, because you touch each and every person here. Because our assignments require boldness, require us to step out. And now this day you have anointed us with that spirit of boldness, that nothing shall rattle us, that we shall not be scared of the opinion of men. We shall not be scared of the kings or the people who occupy those thrones. Because now, more than any other time, the Lord is going to show Himself to be supreme. And how all the systems of the world, and even those which are against Him, are going to work for Him. Now, this is what you are going to see in your time, says the Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Glory to God. Last time when I showed you the Economist cover, did any of you go and try to look at it? For 2018, did you discover anything? Who saw something on it? Okay. Who has watched the movie Black Panther? Not Trader, the movie. You see, what we trained you to do here is to have your eyes open to certain things that are happening in the world. So, have you watched the movie? You want to tell us? Okay, huh? Yeah.
It is a message from the devil to his people to look at what is happening in Uganda.
Why do you think it's Uganda?
Because according to the specifications of the place, Wakanda, it is somewhere around Bunyonyi. That was the place they used, the geographical location that they used in shooting the movie. So it's talking about a revolution coming out of Uganda.
Of Wakanda.
Of Wakanda. And the power is from ancestral worship. So it is diverting the... Okay, it's basically telling the world that power of dominion is from ancestral worship.
Okay. Has anybody else watched it? Is Eden here? You first come, Eden. Have you watched it? You haven't. But first come and give us your conspiracy theory.
It's a few things that actually a friend shared, Tina, on which I built a lot when I was watching it.
But at least you watched the trailers and
read
a bit. Okay, tell us.
Okay, it's about a link that was given to me by a friend, Tina, actually, about the lead actor that he was born 40 years ago, and apparently the prophet is 40 on a Tuesday. On a Tuesday when we have the fellowship, a Zoe fellowship. So I tried to follow up trends. So in some trailers, seeing where they are mentioning Wakanda, they are transcribing the subtitles as Uganda. And then I saw the map on which they are showing Wakanda was. I saw it was Uganda, near Lake Victoria. Then the other I saw was a friend. Actually, I was reading comments where they said the movie had misfired. But how would such a city be in a third world country, and the West hadn't seen it yet? And then, so that question lingered. I'm like, okay, makes a bit of sense. Then, on Tuesday, they show a trailer, and guess what Prophet was talking about? How we can become a first world nation. I think you are interviewing him, actually, on that trailer. And he was talking about how we can become a first world nation. Here, there's a route map of the spirit. I'm like, okay, we can become that city, though we are in a third world country. And then they talked about how they have been looking for this thing for centuries in South America, this thing they have been looking for. And then actually it's in a third world country in Africa. And then I remember these guys often know these things, but perhaps not the specifics. They may know them more than us Christians, that God is planning something, but where specifically? Perhaps they have been looking for this, but actually it's in a third world country in Africa. So there are a lot of linkages. And so,
all right. Thank Eden for. So apparently there is this, I've watched the movie, the whole movie, not just trailers. So there's this revolution coming out of a country hidden behind the mountains, near Lake Victoria in East Africa, around Lake Victoria called Wakanda. And this technology has the ability to transform the world. But right now it's only behind some hills somewhere and nobody knows about it. And they are funny things, because they ask this guy, what do you know about Wakanda? Then he says, farmers, shepherds, and fancy outfits. So when you see something, and you know now, like, all these are coded messages. You see now the whole of Hollywood. And if you know that everything is coded, and you can actually know what people are planning and what it is about, when you know, because at the end of the movie, the king of Wakanda goes to America, and it looks like a third world country. Then he says, I'm going to buy this building, I'm going to buy this one and teach these guys something. And I'm thinking, so somebody coming from Wakanda, a third world country in East Africa around Lake Victoria, and somehow is... But anyhow, I know that some of the things that are in there are, as Tina said, are messages from... They send messages through movies, and through things like that cover I gave you of Economist. Now, you have to be alert to see what coded messages they are if you're a true end timer. Praise the Lord. But you know, last week I went to seek the Lord and I was asking him, why hasn't this conversation of end time taken root in this country the way I think it should have by now? And I'm thinking, because when I look elsewhere in other countries, like, there is a lot of talk about end time. And here people are having dreams and keeping quiet about them. Here people are seeing things, real actual things of end time things, and they are keeping quiet about them, and they are not carrying on this conversation where they are supposed to take it. And the truth is, this is very sad, okay? Because some people are timid, some people are not sure how they are supposed to handle this. And yet the truth is, like, every one of you now should be out there telling people about the fact that Jesus is coming back in a few years. Praise the Lord. And now, if you don't, because now, I was saying today how Jesus is preaching the gospel himself, especially to Muslims, where there is a whole group of people, and all of them have heard the gospel by dreaming and seeing Jesus in a dream. Muslims, some of whom are from royal families in those very rich people places, and they are stripped of their inheritance, but the guy says, I saw Jesus in a dream. Now, I'm not talking about one or two, so many, very many of them. And some of them have actually sought to leave those places to go and practice their Christianity. Now, on the other hand, people like us who are supposed to be doing serious things, because everything God is doing now is end time. Okay? I told you this, that when it is exam time in S6, everything is about exams. There is nothing. It's now, when we are approaching this time, everything, everybody's ministries, evangelists and so on, is about end time. It's about the fact that we are coming to the close of this age. And it is going to befall us in a few years from now. I've given you all these things. And the truth is, anybody who has listened to Watchman from back then and attends this fellowship knows more about end time than anybody. Because, man, I teach you guys so many things about this. Like, sometimes I even get tired and say, really? Now, do we need another? Until people actually go and start. Even people who are called to be kingdom financiers, all about end time. Everything about end time. Glory to God. And you see now, the spirit of Daniel, which I was talking about there, is that thing which takes you out and you stand in a generation that is... So, I'll give you an example. Do you know one guy, was the interview from that movie, who they chose to be the lead actor? They told the guy, what did it feel like to be called to be the lead actor? Because of, you know, Hollywood presents this thing, it's going to be big, you understand? The guy said, I was in Australia and I got a prophecy that from a man of God that I'm a lead actor in a movie like this. And you know, he was talking on a secular channel, so they ignored that. Now, you see, they know how to do those things. When they see you are going in an area they don't want you to go, they just pretend as if you didn't say it. But the man insisted, I got a prophecy. I got a prophecy. Now, the thing is, where the people who are doing the movie and what are all evil people. But when you're carried by the power of prophecy, they cannot stand. They cannot resist you. You understand? Eh? So you walk into their plot, and actually they can't turn you down because there is something over you that is irresistible as far as they are concerned. So where you have power, which even they themselves don't understand, how could we give this man? Because he's the guy was obviously believed in all this thing. And so he stands up and speaks it. Now, the people who are going to rule this time are going to actually stand up. Now, I'm telling you this. Some people would go there, of you, eh? Some of you, would actually go there and would keep quiet about the prophets because you want to fit into this group, eh? Praise the Lord. And man, that thing has, I wish, like top people. Now, the other day, this gentleman was telling me how he saw, eh? A top pastor, you know, called by Oprah Winfrey and given a stadium full, a packed stadium full of people to talk to. And the guy stands and excites them because he's good at that. Okay? That's his specialty. So he stands and excites men. Not one scripture mentioned. And so Oprah stands up and says that she has a virtual church of 1.6 million people who she speaks to every time. And she said, we have taught them how to believe in themselves. God is not mentioned anywhere. But there's a pastor who everybody knows as a man of God, but he's also there and he's not talking about God. Do you understand? Eh? Now, when I saw those things, some time ago, when the Lord told me now, he said, do you see those people? You go there and get the power of celebrity and actually try to fit in. Yet you got it by another power. Praise the Lord. Now, when you actually learn that you stand in a place where everybody is antagonistic to what you're saying and stand and say what you say and don't care what anybody has to say. Do you understand? Eh? That is the spirit of Daniel. Eh? That is the spirit, actually, of the Watchman Ministries. Now, any of you who knows me knows that I cannot go there and try to fit in. I don't care what people think. Praise the Lord. I don't care what people think. I actually completely don't. But not in a bad way. You understand? Eh? Because people will tell me that, you know, that guy, you. By the way, if you can be messed up by certain people's words, eh, then you've not gone up to a level where you can be an influencer in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Because even people who love me tell me, but why did you mention that guy's name? The guy whom I told you whom the devil wants to be president. And do you know now who called him to America? Obama. Now God is planning something, they are planning something. Praise the Lord. Now, if we do not counter it by speaking, and now we speak openly, because now when somebody stands up and is from this kingdom and is going to stand for presidency, then he wants to be underground. Yet these guys, they front everything open. Open. That's what people were... I wish you people knew what I went through that time of money kissing the prophet's feet. Eh? They almost came for me because I stood and said that even the president, do you know where he goes for spiritual powers before election? Do you think he's on his feet? He's not. But I mentioned the speaker on TV because that one everybody saw her. And then they tried to come for me, but they can't handle me. Eh? You understand? But so I continue and I deliberately go there to attack that third most powerful person in the country is kneeling down before witches and nobody is seeing a problem with it. So you see, when you get to a position of Daniel where you stand and you refuse to be bedded in, you understand? Eh? And they are saying we want to teach you the language and the literature of the Chaldeans and you say, I don't want that. Then God gives you his own wisdom. And by that wisdom, you rule all that empire. Four different emperors come and go, and Daniel is at the top all the while until his death. Praise the Lord. Now, this sort of boldness, eh, where you don't care what anybody thinks about what you believe, praise the Lord, is what is going to make us stand out. Because I'll tell you this, those people, that revolution which is being talked about, which even the kingdom of darkness knows about, guess who are the people who are going to be in it? You. Now, if the devil can mess you up and you try to fit in, you, even a job, you go somewhere and you cannot acknowledge that.
And then there are bigger things to come. You cannot go there and tell people Jesus is coming back soon at your workplace because you fear that they are going to make a fool of you. Praise the Lord. Now, you see, the reason people do certain things like that is, and the reason some people are going to miss the rapture, by the way, so many people are having dreams, and they are missing the rapture. And you know why? The minute you turn your attention to what is on earth, and it's of more importance to you, even building ministries and all that, and it's of more importance to you than what is of, like you are, because the rapture does not respond to gravity. Okay, gravity is in your heart, where your heart is attached to this world. And everything you're doing is attached to, I have to do this, I have to build this house and what. So when the time comes, the Lord leaves you to finish your stuff. And he takes those who are ready. That is what the Bible says. That is the foolish and the wise virgins. How does foolish virgins, five of them, and wise virgins, five? But these ones carried enough oil. Now the time for oil, by the way, is now. Praise the Lord. Now some of you even get bored when you start by you, but you have to fill up oil inside you. Oil meaning through prayer and watching. Praise the Lord. So that when you step out there is a grace to carry you. Now I'm telling you that a lot of the decisions that, I'll give you an example of myself, that even I make, which were right decisions, I didn't know that they were right. But all those years ago when I would sit and pray in tongues and pray in tongues, you chart out your course. And even when you don't have the wisdom to do certain things, God actually just pushes you there because you prayed yourself there. Praise the Lord. Now, that's a wise virgin because there's enough oil in you. Now, all of them sleep before the bridegroom comes because it's going to be a trying time, by the way. Make no mistake. Eh? It's going to be real war. Eh? Real war. War. And we're not talking of Ugandan scale. It's going to be real war. Even here in this country, we have just started. Now, where the kingdom of darkness comes at with everything they have, because now this is the final, you know, the final battle. And now everybody who is confused in this time stays behind. Glory to God. Remember what I told you last the other Tuesday when I was here? I told you of that war. Eh? You remember the war? The sixth trumpet war, River Euphrates. Now, I told you what the Bible says about it, that Israel is going to preemptively strike Iran. Of course, the Bible doesn't say that, but I told you what it says. Now, as soon as I left here, there was a security summit in Munich, and the Prime Minister of Israel stood there and told and warned Iran and said that do not test our resolve. Now I can see a war is looming. And the minute that war, that's the Gog and Magog war, spoken of in Ezekiel 38 and 39, but also it is the sixth trumpet war, spoken of in Revelation chapter 9, verse 13 onwards. Now the minute that war starts, then you know, because the Bible says it's going to be very brief, but it's going to kill a third of mankind. Now, the minute that starts, then you know we are getting close to the 70th week of Daniel. That means the 70th week of Daniel, in case you are not an end time person, means that we are left with only 7 years to the time Jesus comes and puts his feet on earth. Not the rapture. The rapture is before that. The time Jesus comes and puts his feet on earth, on the Mount Olives. Now, that war, which will mark the beginning of that 7 years, is you go and listen to what these people are saying. They are all, you know, when people are about to fight, and they are saying, don't worry. Now that's what is happening. And you can see it is imminent because it is all over Syria. You can see all, and now that place covers all. Did I tell you something about what's going to happen in Turkey at the top? Eh? Yes. Something is going to happen. Did I? Yeah, somebody at the top is going to have issues and go down. And by down, I mean down. Okay. Like 6 feet down. Okay. Now that, by the way, and now that because that war I told you has to involve Turkey, has to involve Iran, has to involve, of course, Israel, who are going to be the cardinal thing, and has to involve so many other African countries. Those of you who were here the other time, you know what I'm talking about. And I know you, I told you how it is, exactly how it is going to pan out, and what the Bible says, who is going to attack who, and what is going to happen. So, in brief, for those who are not there, the armies of the Arab League, amounting to 200 million of them, the Bible says in Revelation 9, attack Israel. Now, in Ezekiel, the same, talking about the same war, it says they come like a cloud to attack the mountains of Israel. The mountains of Israel are the Golan Heights through Syria. Now, the Lord says when that happens, then his anger will show in his face. According to Revelation, according to Ezekiel, his anger will show on his face, and then he will strike the bow out of the left hand, and the arrow will fall. Now that means that the bow is the missile launcher, because that's what it's going to be, nuclear weapons. The missile launcher, the place where they put the missile and launch it, that's the bow. Now the Lord strikes it. The Lord here is actually Israel. He will strike it, and then a preemptive strike, which then those nations will come against Israel to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. But the 2.3 million people will die because it will become a battle between the Sunnis and the Shia Muslims. And how does the scripture say that? It says, I will turn one man's sword against the other when they come against Israel. And that's in Ezekiel chapter 39. So now, when that happens, as it is about to happen, I was talking about next year. You remember when I was here, I saw next year. As soon as I went home, I actually saw these guys want to start now. And now those things concern me, because we have a lot of things to do before the return of the Lord. Eh? Now, like, you know, so now I'm telling these people, what are you doing? What are you doing? You are supposed to be preaching to the people of God about, now people are here seated in suits. Praise the Lord. And now so many others of you, and you know, it really bothers me actually, that because by now this message should be out there, okay, and people should know the time we are living in. Now, before even I set out of this country and start going international, it has to be the case in Uganda, because I can't leave when even the Ugandans are not yet even know the time we are living in, you understand, eh? And now they have to know this year, one way or the other. Now, some of you actually called to preach end time, and you're there saying, I'm looking for a job, I'm looking for a husband, I'm looking for what? Somebody came and told me the other day she had a dream, and in the dream Jesus appeared to her and looked at her. And she told the Lord that, Lord, my job and my husband. So he looked at her and went. Then he came back a few months later, my job, my husband. He looked at her, went. Then he came back again. My job, my husband. He looked at her, went. So she came to me and said, what does that mean? Praise the Lord. Now, I told her, what does that mean? Glory to God. You know, some of you don't know how to make the most of encounters in the spirit. Eh? Glory to God. You meet a powerful man of God and you want a selfie. and you get a selfie. Do you understand? Eh? But you could get a word which can transform your life. And even your children benefit of it. Eh? But if you want a selfie, even Jesus would ask, what can I do for you? Can you imagine? You can ask anything. That's a blank check. Eh? But now some of you will say, can I take a selfie? There was a time I was seated with a powerful man of God, and this person comes and says, wait, let me go and charge my phone. And then I come and we take a selfie. And I'm like, eh. So he went and actually charged the phone, and then came Facebook. Eh? Come on, how shallow can you be, really? Eh? Like, Jesus is coming back in a few years and you're talking of selfies. Really? Now Jesus comes and he's there, he's looking at you and saying, my job and my what? Like, he's seeing all your things are so earthly. And he wants to see something more powerful than that. You understand? The job and the whatever, if it's what you're supposed to get, and the husband, those ones will come. But imagine, like, reminds me of some guy who went to meet the president, and they asked him, what do you want? And man, he gave a very sharp, even the guy looked at him and said, that's what you want? He said, yeah, that's what I want. Then he says, okay, you have it. And other people go there and they come out with big things. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus was communicating to her that think bigger than husband and what? Glory to God. Think end time. Think the times we are living in. Glory to God. Of course, a husband is a powerful thing. Like, husband is powerful. No, what I'm trying to say is, Jesus is not belittling your need, but he wants you to think higher than that. And then this one just comes as what? Fringe benefits. Amen? As fringe benefits. Now, if you actually tie all your Christianity to those two things, then you are a baby and he comes to check, have you grown up a bit? Then you say, husband and what? Then he says, okay, let me give you time to grow up. Then he comes back, husband and what? And job. Then he says, we are still in the same place. Glory to God. But my point is this. You have a short time before you stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Now, the judgment seat of Christ is the place where there are tears. Do you understand? Like, you think it's heaven, so it's a place where there are tears, and every motive and every wastage of time and every procrastination is going to be judged severely. Praise the Lord. I was reading a book of some guy who said he was there and he was seeing people, and they are talking to him and telling him the worst thing you can do is when you know the Lord and just live for yourself. Then you go to heaven and you're like, you have, okay, you know what the justice of God, and you know exactly where you stand, and you know you could have done a lot more with what the Lord gave you. And now you find yourself in a station and you can't move. Can you imagine being in heaven where you cannot even go where Apostle Paul is? If you want him, he has to come down where you are. Man, so you're so you're in the chirasha, eh? And okay, now you see these things are funny, but when you actually know the terror of the judgment seat of Christ, you watch every motive, everything you do, every what, you know that you can do the right thing. Now, some of the people have been saying they're dreaming and they are missing the rapture. It's because all their motives for doing good things are all wrong. Praise the Lord. So everything is trying to build what? Trying to build a ministry, trying to build something powerful. And you are doing, you're scoring zero marks. So you reach there and you find people who are so powerful on earth and they are nothing. And then you find people who are there and nobody knew them on earth. Nobody. And they are sitting on big thrones. And they are bongaring with Apostle Paul. And then they bonga with Peter here. Then they bonga with the watchman. Praise the Lord. By the way, let me tell you, when I sit down and think about that, I get scared. I say, am I doing what the Lord called me to do with the extent that he called me to do it? Praise the Lord. Now, I want to instill this fear in you, because the world has things which are very petty, and now the devil has spread them out through entertainment, through what, and kept people very petty, that they are looking at how many comments they have on their Facebook, whatever wall, and how many likes. Very, very petty things. And now, imagine you turn over, Jesus comes, and you're raptured, thankfully. And then you reach there, and you see how empty a lot of the things that you spent your time doing are. And it is sad because people cry. No one says he wipes away our tears. What tears are in heaven? After you've seen what you could have been with what God gave you. And it is so clear your path is here. If you had taken this path, you were going to go and be a powerful person, and that would be your throne. And you know what that guy said? He actually said all the thrones, most of the thrones are empty. But he said they will be filled after the final battle of which we are involved. Praise the Lord. Now make sure you're on one of those thrones. Because by the way, everybody starts with a throne and only is relegated to the chirasha. I was joking with somebody and said, for you, you'll be so near the earth, you'll even be seeing planes. You know we're in heaven, but you can see an aeroplane passing. Eh? Because you're so near. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now, the 70th week of Daniel is just a few, possibly months, sometimes, years actually. Okay. As I told you, I suspect it might be the end of next year. Imagine that. That means that after that, it will be 7 years until Jesus comes and sets his foot on earth. Now, everything that the Lord is doing right now through you is supposed to prepare us for this moment. Do you understand? And the reason I'm saying this today, many people don't understand it. Now, I'll give you an example. We had a partners meeting the other day. Eh? And people pledged money, which we're supposed to go. Because I was asking the Lord, why, you know, these upcountry radios and all that. Eh? And it's because people have not given money for it. And the person who is supposed to give money for it is here. If he did, everything, everybody who hears and is raptured as a result of that is on your account. Do you understand? Eh? So you come closer to bongering with what? The watchman. That's a joke, by the way. I'm not sure, but do you understand? Eh? Now, even the pledges, I spoke to administrator, we've got only less than 10% of the money people pledged. So if you pledge and you've not given, give. Praise the Lord. Like this is what we need, this to actually carry this thing somewhere. Do you understand? Like, I want you people to take, because it's pointless for me to come. That's why I did not even come with. It's pointless for me to come and give you powerful revelations of end time and what. Then you just go and go. And what you end up with is knowledge. And knowledge puffs up. Do you understand? Eh? Knowledge does what? Puffs up. Because have you seen people who have knowledge? Eh? And they are full of their... 1 Corinthians chapter 8, eh? Verse 2. Okay, start from there. Now, concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. Okay? If anyone thinks he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. By the way, let me tell you this. The clearest sign that somebody knows nothing is when you find them and they believe they know so much. Then you know they know nothing. People who actually know so much are so filled with how much they don't know that actually they are open to learning. Do you understand? Eh? Now, this is true for everything. The deeper you go into something, the more you realize you don't know anything about it. And then the more hungry you become for that thing. Now, this whole thing of the time in which we are living, knowledge is going to puff people up. And they will forget that there is coming a time in not so long from here when these skies are going to open up. All the prophecies I've taught you, except about one or two, have been fulfilled. Now, the skies are going to open, a time not so long away from now, and we are going to be standing before the judgment seat of Christ. Now, people I know who take these things very lightly, like, man, I want a job, I want what? And by the way, let me tell you, like even on Wednesday, people come and, man, there are issues. Eh? Like, people come and want to. By the way, if you want counseling, don't come to me. Eh? Praise the Lord. By the way, don't come. Eh? Don't. Because now people are bringing for me Muslims. Eh? The other day, some guy brought for me a Muslim. And his wife was very sick. And she got healed instantly. The guy came back a week later, 2 weeks later, and said that thing has not come back. Now I want this. Now we are converting. Now, then somebody who is a believer, then you come and waste my time. And me, I'm converting Muslims. Praise the Lord. And you see the thing with him. Now once he saw the healing, then he told me, Pastor, katye ya sente tebi tambula burunji. Then I told him, wait, by the end of April, you're going to be like this and like this and like... Now, he just runs and goes with that. Like, once he saw one thing, now he doesn't question. Now, yeah, I tell you, by the end of April, yeah, but you see also, now even my brother, now then you bore me. By the way, I require, sometimes I need character not to throw people out of that place. Strength of character. Because, like, a Muslim comes, he just only wanted to see one thing. Once he saw it, even if I tell him anything, I tell him, he goes and does it. And he comes back with a testimony. Now, after he has seen 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the man is going to come and be here. And be raptured. Praise the Lord. Eh? Now, some of you, a word, like, by the way, let me tell you. Eh? if you understand the things that we do and the authority that the Lord has given us, one word, I have seen people who have walked on it and I've seen their testimonies. And I see people who want to come and be canceled, and I know you're going nowhere. I absolutely know you're going nowhere because you don't want the issue to end. You want it to continue. And I've been with those people all the time. I call them high maintenance. You see? Eh? Because everything they want to come and you know what? Now even my boss the other day sent me a very bad email. What am I supposed to do? Now even this, oh man. And those are chicks. Eh? You know, somebody told me my ministry is the only one which has more men than women. Eh? Because I... Now you come with those things, man. By the way, I have no time for. Okay, I will have time if you're new, eh? But if I expect better from you, you'll even see my countenance changing, and I will even start looking at my laptop. I don't have a job. I don't have what. If I told you that I'm going to give you a job in one. Now a guy came who was not even a believer, and you know this. I said, my boss, what? I said, okay, I'm transferring your boss to another place. He said, amen, left. And the guy was transferred. Now, when some of you come, I'm transferring. Man, let's pray. We pray what? Praise the Lord. Like, if I can, now you people, eh? If I can shift clouds for me and they go the other side because we have to have fellowship, do you think that when I tell you that you're going to get a job, you have to? Like, God gave me authority. And by the way, I'm not joking. Eh? Like, there are things which I can, you know? And I just decree, and if you just go with that, if you want to bring stories, then it's not going to work because you don't believe it, not because the authority is not there. Praise the Lord. Now I'm going to have people receiving, people who are coming to see me. If you are coming with stories, we put a good storyteller there to handle you, eh? And sort you, eh? If you want solutions, eh? Then you come to, to the place where there are solutions. Praise the Lord, eh? Because now, today we are releasing ministries. Eh? Now I'm releasing all of you into your ministry destiny. Eh? If God has called you into any ministry, now some of you are called to start your own, but you're comfortable being under others. Praise the Lord. You are supposed to start your own, but you're comfortable being under others because you're not the one who comes under pressure. Do you understand? Eh? So you come and sit here, eh? Rogers. You see this man here, eh? Powerful prophetic man, but he wants to come and sit here and cross his legs, eh? And listen, because so today stand up if you're called into ministry. Eh? If you think you're called into, by ministry I mean fivefold, eh? Or not necessarily fivefold, but pulpit ministry. Eh? Stand up. And I would even... That includes also music, eh? Music as a ministry. Because there are people who have not taken their role for so long. And actually, because of the crucial the times we are living in, God will get what you're supposed to do and transfer it to somebody else. And that will be very sad. Praise the Lord. Okay. Let me break it down so that I get one person who is what? Who is going to be the point of contact. I'm seeing somebody who is called into politics, eh? And you're actually already a politician. You're even a politician. You were a politician when you were in school, and now you're still a politician, but at a small level, and now you want to upgrade it. You go in front, eh? If you're that person. Okay? Small over youth, what something politician, you come.
By the wayside, you are precious, more precious than gold.
Sweet Jesus. Do you remember this man?
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
Are you okay now?
Yes.
You're fine?
Yes.
You're steady?
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
What do you remember about him? Eh? Hey. Have you taken drugs since?
No.
How long? How long has it been?
3 weeks.
3 weeks, eh? Praise the Lord. So, final deliverance, eh? So, if you said even the what? the urge has gone. Eh?
Yes.
So you no longer feel the urge to.
Not at all.
Okay. Glory to God. Glory to God. What do you do?
As for now, I'm doing engineering, but I've been a politician all along through my school. And I've been engaging actively in politics. Yes.
Okay, but there's another politician. Eh? You can go and sit. Eh? There's another guy who is a politician. First of all, you be seated, eh, you guys. Eh? Chat, I can see properly. There's somebody who is okay. No, if you don't want to come, it's okay. Now I'm seeing somebody who has been having suicide thoughts, eh? Like just something creeps over you, some depression and what, something small, and you think about and the thought of suicide comes into you. If you're that person, come forward. Eh? Come forward and I deliver you. Please come forward. Eh? Remember this guy of drugs, I called for almost 10 minutes before he came. Do you remember?
Yes.
You're the suicide. Rimazan Talabakoro, Shoro Prozon Tarbashir and Razan Tarbashir, Rika Marazan Tarbashoko Prozon Tarbashir and Rika Mazan Tarbashika Razan Tarbashir. Okay, let me. So, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, what is it, family, and what? You lost your family, I see, like, eh?
Yeah.
It's family?
Yes.
Like divorce, what, your kids are taken away and so on?
Yes.
Eh? Okay, let's, that's it, eh?
Yes.
Okay, in the name of Jesus, is that the main thing, or is there finance also?
Yeah, it's a mixture of everything.
Okay. So in the name of Jesus, what's your name?
Arthur.
Eh? In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that spirit of suicide of you. In the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, I'm seeing as if somebody you know also at some stage either attempted suicide or something like that. Sorry?
My family has suicidal tendencies.
Your family has suicidal tendencies. And has anybody actually succeeded in?
Yeah, my uncle.
Your uncle, eh? And even I'm seeing as if one of your cousins, one of his kids, eh, also has that. A cousin of yours who is, he has attempted it, eh? Or keeps on threatening it, and he's actually drunkard, okay? And I want you to tell me if I'm talking something that you know about, eh? A cousin of yours?
Yeah, there's a cousin who runs mad, but there's another one also who has suicidal tendencies, but I don't know whether he drinks.
Okay, in the name of Jesus, let's point our hands to him and clean his family of all these suicidal things in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I cancel the spirit of suicide of your family in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of suicide in the name of Jesus. Now it shall not come to you, and it shall be the point of contact for that family. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, because now that family is freed. Is freed. And even all the frustrations in your life, in the name of Jesus, are reversed.
Amen.
And you receive favor in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, sickle cells, By the way, sickle cells, anybody, come forward. Now, you know, we are, the Lord was leading me for us to start serious sicknesses, where testimonies that cannot be denied. You understand? Do you have somebody? Do you have? They are in your family?
I have many. I have many of my siblings.
But it's inactive in you.
I don't know about me. But
you don't know about you.
In my sister. Okay,
it's good you don't know. And kidney issues. Again, kidney issues, dialysis, those things. Somebody you know, who is actually on dialysis. Go forward. Do you know somebody like that?
Yes, she was on dialysis. She's now stopped dialysis, but not yet completely healed.
What's she called?
Helen Chomhendo.
Has she ever come to meet you?
No.
You go. How did it get sorted? How did it get sorted? Sickle cells come. Who has? Who has, you said? Your young sister. And you?
And my sister.
Get points of contact. Get points of contact. Anything. And you?
Family? I've lost 3 siblings so far.
Three siblings from sickle cells.
Yeah. But so I'm coming. Me, I don't have. I'm coming for those that are to come.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I'm a carrier.
You said you what?
I'm a carrier.
You're a carrier of the blood of Jesus, which does not have sickle cells. I want you to, first of all, you can't confess things like that in this atmosphere we're in. You see, even this hearing man is very angry that you say you're confessing what negative things. What's your point of contact? Do you know? No. Don't give me money. I think they want something which you are going to go and what? And put on them. Don't you have handkerchiefs or what? A phone? Okay, that will do. Not an ATM card. Unless you're also giving me the pin. I'm joking.
Scarf.
Scarf, yeah. And you don't have a handkerchief? Give us your shirt. I'm joking. No, but I want a point of contact. Like scarf. Yours, what's it? A good friend. No, but you have to bring him because you can't. Yes, unless it's your wife or your child or your relative. People have to understand how these spiritual things work. You can't just, if the person is mature, unless it's a kid, it's a mature person, you tell them to come. Yes, you bring him. A friend also. You go and. Your mom. Amen. Do you have a point of contact? A phone, okay. I will accept a phone, but like, and you,
friend.
A friend,
I want to use this as a point of
contact. A friend who is mature,
yes,
go and tell
mature.
Them to come.
Don't use this as a point of
contact. No, I know, but there is a reason why I'm telling you this. There is a way spiritual things work. Yes,
it's a friend who is bedridden and he's on dialysis. she can't. Okay, she will move, but she's just so down.
She's down, eh?
So down.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you?
Student at school.
What's your relationship with the student?
Just a friend.
Which school?
It's a university called Africa Union University.
Okay. If you can come, go and bring him to come. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm a non-secular.
Sorry?
I'm a non-secular.
You're secular?
Yeah.
Okay. Yourself, eh? Okay. Now, in the name of Jesus, now, are you going to go and check yourself?
Yes, I will.
Are you going to go and check yourself?
I will.
And come and tell us. Come and tell me, eh? Okay?
Yeah, I'll come.
Okay. Now, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke those sickle cells. And your blood is cleansed in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the curse of sickle cells. And I cut it off from you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And you shall neither be a sickler nor a carrier.
Amen.
But now you're the carrier of the blood of Jesus. And the health of the Lord Jesus touches you right now. The hand of the Lord touches you and cleans all your cells in the name of Jesus. And you shall not suffer from that anemia again in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now you come and tell us. Who else? Who else? Actually, you. You do you have yourself? Okay. In the name of Jesus, put your hands here. All of you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father. Because you have told me that now is the time for sicknesses that men thought could not be overturned, to be overturned. And now in the name of Jesus, these points of contact, they go to these people, and your healing power moves with them in the name of Jesus and touches each and every one of them. And they return with the beautiful news of a testimony of healing in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, because it is done in Jesus' name. Amen. This kid, now this is a politician in the name of Jesus. What are you now?
I'm doing engineering.
Are you in student leadership? Or?
Yeah, I used to be a student leader.
Used to be.
But when I left school, like you, 3 years.
Do you feel you have a calling in that area?
Yeah.
Or you're just...
I feel I have the calling.
I don't feel you feeling.
I feel I have the calling in that area.
No, actually, I'm serious. I don't feel you feeling it. That's why I've even moved around. I don't see as if it is something bubbling in you. I don't feel it. You come, I pray for you another time when you feel it. When you know exactly that you're called to be a politician. But there is another guy who has refused to come out. And I'm absolutely sure. What? Politician? Time up. Let's pray for this. You said who is?
Helen Chomhendo.
What's she to you?
My sister.
She's your sister, eh?
Yes.
You have a point of contact?
Can you use my handkerchief?
Okay. So we use a dirty handkerchief as a point of contact. That's a joke. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The healing power of God touches
Amen.
Her.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And she will go and she's... you said she's looking for a donor or something?
No. She's off dialysis right now, but still has kidney complications.
Okay, yes. In the name of Jesus, the healing power of God touches her.
Amen.
And she becomes whole.
Amen.
Completely whole.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, end time people. If you think you're actually an end time preacher, stand up. Like, really, okay, there is everybody, but now stand up. You. Miss, are you ready? Caleb, you come and be the what? The point of contact for everybody. I'm picking one whom I know is apart from Pastor Rego, Caleb is the only one I'm absolutely sure knows what. Okay. In the name of Jesus, now receive this. Eh? In the name of Jesus, I release the spirit of Daniel. Eh? In Jesus' name. Now receive this, all of you who are end time preachers. And you shall go and stand out and decree the word of God. And you shall be a priest. And you shall reign. And you shall be looked up to as one of wisdom. As somebody who has the wisdom of the Spirit. Which will confound all the wisdom of this world. Now in the name of Jesus Christ, this spirit comes with wisdom, with understanding of the times. In the name of Jesus. And you shall not just talk, but you shall influence the people around you to know that the Lord Jesus is coming soon. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, because this is done amidst everybody here. Now there shall be no more fear. And now I even release provision for your ministries. Because some of you are planning to start this year. Who is planning to start something this year? Are you? Yes? No, yes, okay, you? You don't seem to be sure, Okay, now I'm going to release finances, and like, no struggling, I want anybody who starts this year, to start with minimum a ministry as big as this.
Hallelujah.
Start, because we don't want, if there's no time for, you know, for backlift, You start from where it is. In the name of Jesus, I release the financial grace to bring you into your destiny in the name of Jesus. Speak in tongues. Now this is what the Lord is saying about you. When you prayed, you're praying right now for like boldness, especially in the area of finance, of knowing, absolutely knowing, where you in your heart you establish yourself,
Yes,
and you know exactly what it is that you're doing and what you're supposed to do in the name of Jesus. Because there are some doubts, there are some doubts in you, this and that and that. Am I true? Yes. Now this is what you're praying for. Now I release a surety of purpose
I receive
upon you in the name of Jesus.
I receive,
so that you shall know more. Like it will be so ingrained in you, that you shall know more.
I receive.
Try to meander here and there and there.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because
yes,
those places promise more reward.
Yes.
You shall stay where you know you are supposed to be.
Yes.
And your uplifting will come from right there.
Amen.
Continue praying.
Speak
loud, I want to hear. Tekeliando opre astekelia duja talahaste li cabrahuze leba. Lenos telia cura dosha talamande uze pra uka la tasta. First come. Now you have this thing that you've wasted a lot of time,
Yes.
And you think you're. First, continue talking.
Okay,
now this is what is happening. Now when your feet are set firm in the place for which you are called,
amen,
then the years that you feel you wasted will be restored to you.
Amen.
And your place,
amen,
the place you're supposed to sit,
amen,
and reign in,
amen,
shall be given to you.
Amen.
And you shall just, you will find it ready for you because it has been prepared for you for a while.
I receive.
Now, in the name of Jesus, I release that anointing to put you in that place.
I receive.
Where you belong.
I receive.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive.
And to give you the boldness to step out and believe the Lord. Now, I'm seeing a lot of timidity, especially in the area of money.
Yes,
where you still ask yourself, where am I going to get the money? Where am I going to get the money?
Yes.
Eh?
Yes,
man. Now, this, now, by the way, you're going to be bold. You will go and do something.
I receive, man.
And you will do it boldly, and the money will find you there.
I receive.
Now.
I receive.
Now, in the name of Jesus. And so shall you be. Actually, that's how you will get back to your place. Eh? Where you feel you're supposed to be. I'm supposed to be there. Now, you look at other people. I'm supposed to have been there. Now, I would be there.
Yes.
Now, you're going to be there. Eh?
Amen.
And in a very short time.
Amen.
And the money will find you when you start walking. Eh?
Amen.
So, now, don't fear about finance.
I receive.
Because
I receive.
There is a work, a specific work for which God has called you in this end time. Amen.
Amen.
And it is waiting for you. Eh?
Amen.
And it is not, it has not been transferred, and it's not going to be transferred. Eh?
Amen.
Because you want that place.
Yes.
Now I release that place to you in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
And you
I
stand
am
there.
I am
and
blessed.
You people acknowledge
I enter.
That you are the capo in that place.
I enter in the name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Eh?
I enter.
Amen.
Glory Amen. To Jesus.
Glory to God. Who wants to pray in tongues and I tell them what they are praying about? Come. Give him the mic.
Roger,
first come here. Relax. Relax. Are you relaxed? Okay, now start praying in tongues. First, reduce that a bit.
Roja ketala karabazondo karabazo jete kalabaronta kalabazonta rose ketaka labazonte de bazonka rote kalabazonta rabazo.
Okay, start again.
Rosha kantala baronta kalabaro zoshi kalabaya ronta kalabazonta kalabaro
rota kalabaya. Okay, okay. Now, Rika brazanta la bashike rebrezo torbo shika brazin torbo shila laba Rika brazante le korosi torbo shala ma Rika brazin torbo shoko prozon torbo shila ma Rima zanta la bakhrashila prozon torbo shika brazin torbo shoko prozon to Rai bakhrasi torbo shala brazin talba shila Yakramazin torbo shaka brazanta talba shila. Now, there's a lot of doubt about yourself, especially in things which you started and they did not take off. Eh? True?
Yeah.
True. Eh? Have you started things and they like it? Eh? And also you, I can see, what do you do?
Actually, I'm a children's coordinator.
Eh?
I'm a children's coordinator.
What's that?
Children's coordinator, the church.
Children coordinator? Eh?
Yeah, the church where I am.
No, yeah. I mean, what have you started? Like some kind of income thing and what?
Nothing yet.
Huh?
Nothing yet.
Because your tongues are very, I'm not picking a lot from them. Eh? So can you calm down and speak? Like,
slowly.
No, just talk tongues. Talk.
Okay.
Don't think about what you're saying. Eh?
Yeah.
Because you know even in tongues you can think.
Yeah.
Just don't think. Just speak.
Rosha kantala barota kalara bozota roja kantala kalabazota kalabaya ronta kalaba soshetele kalabazota rota kalabaronta lalabazoshi kalabaya.
What is my true ministry? What am I called to do? That has been a prayer of yours, eh? To know exactly, specifically what the Lord has called you to do. True? Now that's what exactly you're praying about right now. You're not sure of what ministry you're called into. True?
True.
You tell me if it's true. Actually,
I know.
You okay, continue talking.
You're
repeating the same things, eh? Because you're thinking, eh?
Kind of, I don't know. I'm praying to be free.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're praying to be free, eh?
I'm kind of praying to be free.
Yeah.
Yeah, by speaking.
So you have to pray first to be free, then you pray. After you're free, eh? Okay, never mind. Or Sika Brazantala, Shilo Bokoro, Sholo Brazin, Televeshika Brazinte, Ria Makrasin, Talaba, Rashiko Grozon Torob. What are you called to do? What do you think you're called?
Evangelist.
Riam Zantalaba Shika Grazin Torbo Shike Brezanteleve. Are you sure?
Very sure.
Are you sure?
100%.
Okay, let's pray. Rikamra, also you pray. Risita la bakrasin toro shoko grozantala bokrozin. Riama shitelik le bokrasin my shell of sitalaba. Roko grozantala ba shiko gromazin telebe. Shiko grozon toro shika brazin talabashid. Rika brazanta. I don't want to make you uncertain, eh? But about what you think you're 100% sure of, eh? But, But I'm seeing something, Pastor, on you, eh? You continue talking.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You talk without the mic, yeah? Maybe that will make you, eh? Just speak. Yeah. By the way, that's what I'm seeing. Eh? Huh? Your tongues are not the ones I can interpret, but that's what I'm seeing. This guy, now you go ahead. But I want us all to be able to interpret tongues in a time not too far away from now. We can't continue in what these things. That's why. So, what do you want? You want to interpret?
Find out what the other ministry I'm supposed to do is.
So you want to pray in tongues then?
Yeah. I have been praying.
Okay, you pray and I hear.
Lakata kula male bolekele tele kataka. Shika luka tamakula kila hula taka limoke tele baka. Liboke tele kata lukata maluka la hale. Libakala kuta malikata kuta makala hote lebaka. Likala kunda kala moko lekele lebakata la kula makala. Shalikata kutamakalo bole lehe.
Actually, you're talking about something different. Eh? You really are talking about something different. And it's about the ministry that you know about. Eh? You are praying for the establishing of that ministry that you know about, eh? Which is the marriage ministry. Now, you're as if you're praying that it is established, that especially, like, continue praying. Financial, okay. In the name of Jesus, I release.
You, Jesus.
I release partners for you.
Amen.
To take you to the next level in the name of Jesus in that ministry.
Amen.
In that ministry, continue speaking.
Now,
yes, continue.
Likata kula tala mahalebo likalama kula hale kele bata.
Okay, you're also a bit tense, but you have a kid who is I think whose health you get concerned about. Sometimes they that's in the name of Jesus. The healing power of God.
Amen.
Touches your kid.
Amen.
A girl. A girl.
Amen.
Am I right? There's a kid who's wake up and get headaches and what and all those things.
Not really. All of them are mostly healthy.
Uh-huh.
They're just one off, so maybe a flu or a cough. Almost all of them are healthy except for like some strange headaches, and the strange headaches are for the last two, the babies.
No, this is what I'm saying. Strange
they
headaches.
They are boys.
Okay, in the name of Jesus, the healing power of God.
Amen.
Touches them.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And those headaches, those may disappear in
Amen.
The name of Jesus.
Amen.
And now they are covered.
Amen.
And they shall not be a concern again.
Amen.
Rika brazantala korosere kere brazintele bik la masia shekere zate mara koroshele kubrazintala mara shilo korozontoro shila ba rika marazintoro boshi korozontoro boshi tele la brazinta. And the Lord has a, by the way, the Lord has a powerful ministry for you.
Amen.
A powerful ministry for you, but I am seeing as if a part of you is getting a bit shaken. Shaken because of your surroundings. By surroundings, I mean home and what, and you're thinking that you need your, you know. But the Lord has something powerful for you.
Amen.
I'm trying to speak in.
No,
you stop. Like the Lord has something really powerful for you. And even the things which are concerning you about the absence and what might actually be of God. The absence of. But might actually be somehow something which is supposed to establish you before that happens.
Yeah.
So that when the person away comes, you're established. And you've set up something concrete which cannot be touched. Now that is the purpose.
Amen.
That is the purpose. That's the purpose of even the prolonged, although it goes against what your will is, but you'll stand strong, and then when he comes back, he'll find when, you know, you're strong.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Rika Brazantara. Okay, let's end here. I just want to remind you a few things, by the way. First of all, go and learn how to interpret tongues. How? Just 1 Corinthians 14:13. Therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he interprets. So if God told you to pray that you interpret, then he's willing to give you. Because he cannot tell you to pray for something he doesn't want to give. Amen? So go and say, now I want to start interpreting my tongues. And start with your own when you're praying, and you start knowing what you're praying about. So that now, next time I speak at random, I just come and say, you come and interpret tongues. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I release an increase. I release ideas that make people move from one level to the next. In the name of Jesus, ideas that transform the lives of people. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Now somebody is listening on Mixlay, who is hatching an idea, who has an idea. And they are thinking it's very big, it's too humongous. How can I think about this? But now you don't know that the Lord has prepared you for that idea and for that thing at this moment. Now here is the sign for that person. Because I'm not getting any more details, but here is the sign for that person. Within this coming week, the week after this one, somebody big is going to come and like want to partner with you. First of all, somebody will come try to buy something and you do not accept it. And then another one comes and wants to partner with you, somebody who has a bit of the capacity that is necessary to take it to the next level. Now that will be the sign to you that God is working, bringing the people necessary to manifest that grand idea. In the name of Jesus, Rika Bashoku Grozinta Labahara Bashitor Washinda. And when that happens, when that person comes and partners with you, because you should partner with them, then you will know that that idea is of God and that you are the selected person. And the person that comes this coming week will be the person who God has selected for that reason. So don't doubt it. Don't second guess it and what. Just go ahead and do it. In the name of Jesus. That person is actually listening on Mixlay. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for the people here and for the offerings and for the connection. Now, in the name of Jesus, I pray that they connect to their destinies this year. I pray that they connect to the thing that for which you've called them. I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone who connects here this day gets the sense of urgency that is being communicated here this day. That in the name of Jesus, they will know, they will absolutely know. They will know what exactly, where they fit in this grand puzzle of the end time. And they will stand there and they will become a part of this great and glorious army that the Lord is preparing. Now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Heavenly Father, because we are lifted up. We are lifted up. We achieve our dreams in Jesus' name. I release promotions. I release capital for people who are seeking capital in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I release people who are in farming in the name of Jesus. In the name, now somebody, I'm seeing somebody is farming, and the big question, because you're about to get to that place, is where am I going to get the market for what it is you're producing? Now, in the name of Jesus, I release a market. I release a connection that to a buyer who will buy your produce. In the name of Jesus, Rika Brazantala Bashilo Korozonto Bashila. I bless your name, O Father. I thank you, because nobody remains the same here this day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.